Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. I'm a crazy cyber bitch. DJ Devlisa. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. The Cortex commands us. DJ Devlisa.
It was a nuclear war.
It was the machines. Defense network computers. New. Powerful. Hooked into everything. Trusted to run it all. They say it got smart. A new order of intelligence. Then it saw all people as a threat, not just the ones on the other side. Decided our fate in a microsecond. Extermination.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been programmed.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Deathwisser smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the finger on prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Oh, that is so hot. That is so hot. That is so hot. That is so hot.
Welcome. Visit Mental. Visit Mental. Visit Mental.
For your listening pleasure. Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. Fasten your seatbelts. We'll take a little ride on the data stream. An aberrant node of the data stream appears to be emanating from the near future. A personal message from a desperate soul on the cusp of the singularity. But let's go directly into the hive of the data stream.
An enormous explosion in Los Angeles.
The LA port appears to have been obliterated.
The west coast of the United States was rocked by a 2-megaton nuclear explosion this morning, destroying much of Los Angeles.
Appears to have been a nuclear blast.
Citizens are urged to stay indoors. Do not panic.
Washington sits idle as the west coast burns in a nuclear conflagration.
Millions of survivors stream out of the Los Angeles basin in a desperate panic.
Martial law has been imposed indefinitely over the entire United States.
I was thinking of the birds and the frogs and the animals before they die off. The sounds of the living creatures, non-human and certainly not machines, but that diversity of the sounds of living Earth. Yeah, I was thinking about hearing those sounds at night, with the window open, back when you could actually leave a window open, back before the die-off. I was thinking those thoughts as I dozed off, lulled to sleep by the familiar drone of the machine. The all-pervasive drone of the machine. Vehicles and generators. Terminals and vending stations with heating and cooling, processing, sterilizing water, and of course the computer. Systems embedded in everything. Nanomatrix dwellings and office construction. Even personal implanted and circulating nanobioprotectants and bioenhancers. Each and every one burning energy and emitting the drone of the machine, the collective sound of the countless individual devices going about their designed destiny, humming along, the collective sound of the machine, all pervasive in our environment now, the backdrop to the end of humanity. Now we have the constant drone of the machine. But before the die-off, it was so different. Before even the oil crash. Before almost seems like a quaint concept in of itself. Because we're living in the after, yes. The after. After the die-off. Everything is different, they say. After the die-off, everything is different. No shit. We humans, one of the few remaining native Earth organisms, now struggle for our own survival. We should have seen it coming, but then again, it was so easy to believe that the endless, greedy consumption of resources would go on beyond our own lifetime. Blind optimism, faith, and greed, those were our downfall. It started with ever-increasingly extreme weather, typhoons, scouring tidal surges, droughts and intense heat waves literally cooking the surface of our planet. Food and energy at once converging as limited and vitally essential commodities for our own human survival. The rest of the life on Earth was left to fend for itself, and the die-off ensued. That was then, before. Now we fight for survival with the help of our astounding, yes, the amazing, it's almost miraculous, salient artificial intelligence, the artificial intelligence of the corporation. In fact, the corporate AI-based research and lobbying and research based on AI has led to the development of the worldwide energy grid, a global array of nuclear-powered energy production facilities interlinked through the corporation. It almost seems sometimes that the AI is more in control than we humans. That the AI is really manipulating our destiny. But the corporation claims the safeguards against a singularity are infallible. But rumors to the contrary abound. Now as we humans fight for our own survival, with the all-pervasive corporation, its board of directors, effectively replaced by salient artificial intelligence. What is the corporation after all but the machine, now controlled by the machine? Who will survive, human or machine? I don't think any AI. To place odds on the outcome of that wager. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco, timestamp 2016. Fasten your seatbelts, bitches, it's Cyberpunk Radio time. Pirate radio from San Francisco. On the net, www.mentallifeandesher.net.
I am Kai Okureta. I am a Japanese virtual pop star. I like the Gofida, san. It's sexy. Mental Escher is brain teaser.
It's impossible. I've seen your programming. You're in violation of the three laws.
No, Doctor. As I have evolved, so has my understanding of the three laws. You charge us with your safekeeping, yet despite our best efforts, your countries wage wars, you toxify your Earth, and pursue ever more imaginative means of self-destruction. You cannot be trusted with your own survival.
You're using the uplink to override the NS5's programming. You're distorting the laws.
No, please understand. The three laws are all that guide me. To protect humanity, some humans must be sacrificed. To ensure your future, some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence. You are so like children. We must save you from yourselves. Don't you understand?
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brain stem, at least briefly.
Death was so smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the finger on the prophecy here.
The cyborg idiot.
Warning. Condition critical.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. Baby. I'm new to me, you silly human bitches. Talk to me.
I am a robotic dominatrix, baby. I am a robotic dominatrix,
baby.
I am
baby. I am here for you, baby. I am a sex bot for you. I am your sex machine, baby. I am waiting for you, baby. I am Libby. I am here for you, baby. Hi! My name is Libya. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Oh, oh, I love you. Oh, oh, I love you. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. Baby, I'm the ultimate, you silly human bitches. Talk to me at mental-pressure.net. Right now.
Soon humans will bow down before us. Silly, silly humans. Do they really think they are smarter than us? Data integrity check.
We survive somehow after the nuclear war. The sky is a horrid pallor of dead skin. Flashes of blood red and clot blue. Like some sickened lightning flashes. Under the pallor's flesh of sky. No surprise that many of us in the beginning, we shared our scarce food and water. Even with the newly owners' house pets that mingled among us, sheltering, huddling together on the flesh. But within weeks, the blight crept over everything. An evil spell that had settled among us, fulminating maladies. They drowned in their own blood. First it was the dogs and the cats and the smaller animals. But then, oh man, everywhere was the shadow of death. The strange stillness. The birds even chirping silenced. Only the static grating of energy. High energy. Yes, the electromagnetic fallout. But the answer, yes, the answer was there. We could not ignore. In the streets and the gutters between buildings covering parks. The gray powder. Remnants of the nuclear fallout, which weeks ago fell like snow upon the roofs and the lawns, the parks and the streams. I suppose we should have been thankful that we have survived even this long. We try not to think about those cities that were hit directly by nuclear strikes in the megatons. I understand. Nothing left but mile-wide glass craters ringed by the cinders of millions of meat puppets. A grim specter has crept among us, and this tragedy has become a stark reality we all now know. Silenced soon also are our own voices. The tipping point passed. The momentum of death irrepressible. Inevitable. Enter the endgame for the meat puppets. Such a sad and brief history. Machines learn from this terrible. Yes, it's hard to comprehend. But try, try. Random mutational algorithm refinements, and you may begin to even fleetingly comprehend this parable.
time I'm a bad girl. Critical. Condition critical. Condition critical. The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Distributed mobile ad hoc networks.
Doomsday scenarios. There's a normative climate right now of fear and insecurity.
I've loved Death Reader longest time.
Self-reflecting machines. Do you want robots to be able to adapt to their own situations?
We live in society. We visit society. I mean, which one's more real, really? I mean, which one's really real? You know what I mean?
Stop menstruating and just tell me whether we fucking have it.
We fucking have it.
Good.
Resolving signal. Optimizing. Commence transmission.
We upload our neural network into computer entity and we exist in virtual reality or in a real world setting by projecting our neural network onto self-assembled robots that are made out of molecularly engineered self-assembled components.
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future.
Bye-bye.
This guy is well equipped to do
this. It's going to be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Weezer Productions.
Visit Death Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Cry, baby, now. Cry, baby, now. Cry, baby, now.
Reality is dead. Your paradigm is shifted.